became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
Good morning. It's Agnes here again, flying solo for, I'm hoping, what will be the last time. Marsulaika has been off for 8 weeks now. Like, where has that time gone? This summer, I don't know about you, summer has disappeared. Anyways, I'm hoping this will turn out to be okay. I have had real problems with my recording this evening, which is absolutely hilarious given the subject of choice that I'm going to be going through tonight. Anyways, it is what it is, and I think we're working now. If plan A doesn't work and plan B doesn't work, fortunately I have plan C, and it's plan C that I'm working on right now. So here's hoping. And I got a feeling my dog is going to start barking any second because her sister's out back barking. But we'll deal with that when the moment arises. Anyways, yes, 8 weeks without Marsulaika, although I must admit I didn't have to do too many Pissed On podcasts alone. She was quite happy to come back to that one, which is inevitable. You know, Friday evening, oh my goodness, don't we all just feel like sitting down, feet up with a drink, and just stating our opinions. Now, every time I say something right now, it appears that it's almost like foreshadowing, which is just a coincidence. What I want to talk with you about is the subject of this podcast, The Lost Art of Conversation, which Marsulaika and I are determined will not be lost in our lives, in our worlds, put it that way. And the reason I'm sort of taking the line of attack, shall we say, that I'm taking this evening is because Marsulaika got an email from a friend / follower. And what this person says is the show notes. Whenever she starts talking about how Mar had problems with, etc., I know it's going to be funny. Well, you know, I empathize with Marsulaika. Yes, she does not have a technical bone in her body, and she's proud of it. But, you know, we talk it through. It's that conversation, conversation, conversation. And it works. She asks tons of questions, which for any teacher, for lack of a better word, is great. Because if you have something in your pocket, in your corral, shall we say, that you are so good at, sometimes you talk at the level of a professional, the level of an expert. And that doesn't help most of the population out there. So to have someone feel open, confident, not uncomfortable in the least, to say, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. And force you to just bring it down, bring it down, bring it down, and simplify when you're so used to talking at an expert's level and talking with other people who are experts in the same field, it's been really, really great for me. There's oftentimes when I think I should maybe record our conversations that we have about whether it's the website or the podcast, or even just keep track of all the emails that go back and forth, where I do have to simplify. As I say, Marsulek is not unusual. There are tons of people out there who don't have a clue about things technical. I used to be one of those people, and I used to believe that I, there was no way, I was too old. And then, it's one of those things where you dip your toe in and you go like, oh, okay, maybe you contract things out the first few times, but that gets expensive. So after a while, you try to do the work yourself. I'm one of these people. I love Google, and I pride myself on the fact that I can probably find almost anything that you want to know on Google, and hopefully the sources are credible. Anyways, that's a whole nother pod. Oh, there's a good podcast episode. Credible sources and real information. But we're not doing that tonight. Anyways, then, as technology advances, inevitably someone comes up with the super simple solution. So at one point in time, and it wasn't that long ago, you pretty well had to be a coder. You had to know one of the coding languages, and there are a number of them. And that was the only way you could do anything behind the scenes. But of course now, for websites, there's page builders, and those even are getting simpler every time. If you want to put a course online, that's getting simpler. And just so many things that even social media, obviously you choose the social media that you're going to find what you're looking for or find like-minded people. So, for example, I don't know how many boomers are actually on TikTok, but that's one learning curve that I'm choosing not to jump onto, and not because of the most recent news about buying and selling and all the rest of it. But back to the fine art of conversation. One of the reasons I think that Marsulek and I have such great conversations, and the conversations that we were having several times a week that prompted the thought that, oh my goodness, we have next to nothing in common. So the conversations would just go all over the map. And, finally it was like, well, let's just put them out there. Yes, we have a small following, and I am really grateful to each and every one of you. Hopefully, some of you laugh. Well, we know one person laughs. And we have gotten a little bit of feedback. Okay, side comment here is if you feel like giving feedback, please go to wherever you listen to your podcast, leave a comment, or you can always go to twoboomerwomen.com/join-the-conversation. And that link is always in the show notes. So talk to us. We'd love to hear what you have to say. If you've been listening for a long time, you do know that I have this rule that as soon as you're rude, you're wrong. So feel free to criticize, feel free to give us suggestions, but as soon as you're rude, you're wrong and you're out. It's been a rough week as a grandma. I'm getting really strict with everybody. So the other side of the conversations is Suleika's incredible knowledge of all the art forms, whether it's history, mythology, art itself, media, and media as in, boy, she can spout facts about movies that I've seen and don't remember those facts. One of the books that I ended up getting because she was talking about it and quoting from it so often was the Barbara Walker book called The Woman's Encyclopedia of Myths and Secrets. And it's almost like Suleika has that memory like a steel clamp, boom. She reads something that's of interest to her and she's got it. Now, yes, that's probably partly because of her career And or maybe she ended up in the career because she has such a talent to do that. You know, listen, read, remember, whatever. It's been great. And it's been so interesting having those conversations back and forth. And I know we're in a time of COVID, but it's almost like COVID makes you go back to the drawing board. So you can't just be at work and talk to the person in the next desk or, you know, in the coffee room, something like that. Like, we cannot be taking the finding of conversation for granted. It is so valuable. It is so important. And in this time of COVID, you sometimes have to pursue it. Because of computers and email, too many people have gotten used to just knocking off an email to somebody. And that doesn't work. That does not qualify as conversation. Conversation is the back and forth and back of two or more people discussing a subject. And, you know, you can send an email off with the most incredible insight, and you might wait days for that person that you sent it to read it. And that's deflating. It's, you know, you've moved on certainly probably even an hour later. And one of the, just an example that comes to mind is I had this amazing idea for a course that I wanted to offer online. I build out courses. That's something I do. And, you know, I've got a fairly good corral of skills that I thought, you know, like, oh, yeah, I could do this, and I've done that, and I've created this, and I've created that. And then I had this amazing grandma idea. And I was all over this thing. I just thought this was the best idea, thinking about my own grandchildren. And it was like, oh, my goodness, I can make this work. And I will be able to sell it. And even if you sell something for like $5 a month, like if you get 100 people tuning in, which 100 people on a course is not much these days, that's $500 a month, which I don't know about you, but that'll cover my wine bill. Especially now that I'm drinking with Zuleika every Friday night. Anyways, as I say, I was so psyched. So I have two daughters who are mothers, and I contacted them right away and said, oh, I've had this amazing idea, and what do you think? And knowing they were going to come back and go, oh my goodness, yeah, you know, you're the grandma, the most amazing grandma, so you could make that fly. And both of them came back and said, there's no point. We can get that service for free online. And even if they only give us a few months free or whatever before they start charging us, there are enough services out there that we never have to pay. And yes, it knocked the wind out of my sails, but because of conversation, I did not waste the time pursuing something just because I, in my own little world, in my four walls, thought it was a fabulous idea. Conversation saved me so much time, effort, and trouble, and despair, as I was totally unable to sell this thing. So there you go. That was a little sideline. I've got to get back now to the time of COVID and how important it is that you decide. I mean, yes, we have our social bubbles, but was there somebody at work or somebody at, you know, if you go to church or in your exercise class or yoga, whatever you do, all the different things that you did, was there somebody that you always sort of got into some sort of a conversation with? Can you track that person down? Even in the time of COVID, you can go to a park and sit either at opposite ends of the picnic table or bring chairs and sit 2 meters apart. But to have that conversation, another aside here was in the time of COVID, I had my grandson in to pick up a sandwich at a food plaza, and everything was carefully regulated. You know, we were all 2, 3, 4 meters apart. It was fabulous. And I noticed these two women sitting at like separate tables, and they knew sign language. They were having the most amazing conversation, at least judging from the faces and the speed of their hands. They were having the most excited conversation about something. Now, obviously, there's no way I'm eavesdropping because I do not know sign language. But it was like I had this thought of like, oh my goodness, at a time when someone might think that being without hearing or speech might be a disability, in this time of COVID and physical distancing, it's like, not a problem. Welcome to my world. So it was pretty cool just watching these two women have this conversation. But back to this conversation, like, find somebody that you can have a real-time conversation with. And even if it's on the phone, phones are no longer attached to the wall. I tend to wander when I'm on the phone. So no matter who I'm talking to, and unless it's a business call where I've got to be online and explaining something or taking notes about a project, I wander about and, you know, I might sit brushing the dog. I might be able to check the fridge and pick out the vegetables I want to have for dinner. There's so many, whatever your style of talking on the phone is, or even just curling up on the couch and doing your own pedicure because, you know, that's what we're all doing these days. But as I say, in this time when we are more secluded, more physically distanced, to find someone to have those conversations with is so important and can be a lifeline. And that's another reason why we decided on the Friday nights to get together and have our Pissed On podcast. Find someone to have a conversation with, please. And the other thing about conversation is I was on a webinar last night. Yes, I love my tech stuff, but I still have the experts who are more brilliant than I. And I meet with this group every second week, and this fellow's amazing. Now, he's older than me, so I mean, he's almost older than dirt. And he, if he hears that, he'll just laugh. Anyways, after having a lifelong career in tech, needless to say, there's not much he doesn't know most things about. But he made a political statement at the end. And he was really quite spouting off, which sort of surprised me because I wouldn't do that personally. But I guess, you know, if it's your gig, and we've said that before about even the podcast, if you don't like what we're talking about, then you tune out. Don't start complaining about our topic of conversation. If you've joined us, if we enter your living room and start nattering at you and you disagree, then you've got every right to give us the boot or to complain or to tell us to pipe down. Anyways, he was carrying on, and sure enough, somebody started writing comments in the chat. And he went, okay, well, you know, he wasn't reading the comments, but he said, yeah, that's my opinion. And the fellow snarked back about, well, you obviously don't know anything or something along those lines. And my friend said, what I know and what I don't know doesn't matter. That's how I feel. And so the other person made one more rude comment in the chat and then signed off. You know, my friend was explaining that even members of his own family, so I don't know if it's his uncle or his brother-in-law or somebody, votes completely opposite. But it's a conversation, and they always keep it polite, and they always discuss their differences and banter back and forth. It's just part of their relationship, and they still care for each other. And apparently they just really have a good time. And it's almost like a go-to conversation because they do turn it into a good time. They do stop and actually listen to what the other person's saying, even if they will never be convinced. They listen. And that is just so important. And such a, you know, as I say, such an important part of conversation is the ability to actually listen to the other person and not just keep quiet while they're talking so that you can in your brain prep the next part of your conversation, which too many people do, especially if the subject's getting a little not where you want it to go or not along the lines you're thinking. It's so easy to, you know, just want to win. It's just like, you're wrong, I'm right. And I don't know about you, I see it all over social media. I have quit scrolling Facebook. I have unfriended a number of people. And if people are too rude and aggressive and obnoxious, I've just unfriended them. I mean, I have tons of friends because of the online business thing. But it's like, no, I mean, if you're open to conversation, and there's a woman who's in my friend list, and she has challenged me. She has private messaged me a few things. Now, on the private messaging, I did say, I don't have time to be reading everything that you're sending me. You're sending me these articles. Please, let's agree to disagree and conclude this particular conversation. And so she's not done that again on that particular subject, which is great. And I appreciate that. You know, once again, conversation, it's just so great. Do not let it be the lost art. If you have no one else to talk to, then message us. Maybe you could be a guest. Maybe that would be kind of fun. And especially if she goes into another several weeks of creative at some point in time, I would love to interview you, you know, have that discussion with you. Now, obviously, I don't fill the role of someone to have a conversation with regularly, but what the heck? Let's do this. And on that, along those lines, my guest, was it last week? I think it was my friend Michelle. From the States. She is so socially aware, like with social issues, so many things. She blows me away and she teaches me so much. And again, because we have conversations, I'm the first to say, okay, like, I don't know what the correct response is here, or, you know, how did you come to that conclusion? And we go back and forth a lot. But after the conversation, she laughed and said something along the lines, well, that could be, you know, another interview where she could really get into some of her social issues. And I chuckled and said, well, actually, you know, part of me would love to have like I need a third podcast, another podcast where I would invite guests on to state their opinions. And whether I agree or disagree, I would challenge, because we all know that if someone's smart and not even, you know, not brainiacs, but just smart about their issue and has that opinion, takes that side because they've done their research, because they've looked into it. If I challenge them on something, they'll be able to clarify, answer, whatever. And if they just fly off in a rage, then we know that whatever, they're just not worth listening to as far as I'm concerned. So I made the comment and then we hung up, and you know, you get, well, it's like the other idea about the course, right? It starts niggling away in my brain thinking, I'd like to do this. Sooner or later, COVID will be over and I will not have two grandsons down here at 7 o'clock every morning. So I will have more time to do my own thing. So I thought, you know, what would I call that? So I decided that really good podcast name would be What's Important, because I want to talk about what's important to my guest. And so I thought, you know, as I do with so many of my ideas, I'm going to go buy the domain name. I can sit on it, even if it takes me a year, I can sit on it. And then at such time as I want to develop this out, I own it and it's not a big deal. Well, surprisingly enough, I did not really expect What's Important to be available, but it was. What'simportant.com. But this conversational idea of discussing what's important is such a good idea that it costs somewhere in the range of, I think it was like $6,000 or $8,000, whereas usually a domain name, a URL for like a year costs like 15 and sometimes even less. So it was like, okay, I've got this great idea for a conversation, but that conversation won't be happening under that name. So back to the drawing board. Anyways, I have spouted off here for almost half an hour now, so I'm going to let you go because this isn't a conversation. This is me just nattering away at you. And I do appreciate you tuning in. As I say, we are just concluding week 8 without Marsulaika on Two Boomer Women. If you've got an idea for the podcast, or you want to be interviewed, or if you know somebody who should be interviewed as a boomer, then probably Boomer woman, unfortunately. Sorry, gentlemen. But the podcast is two boomer women, even though, yes, I snuck a Gen X in there last week. Sorry, I'm thinking about that. If you're a fella and you want to come on and you've got good subject matter, just contact me. I'll figure it out. Okay, weekend's coming, folks. Thank goodness. Tomorrow's TGIF, and thank goodness for that, too. It has been one of those weeks. I think we're all getting ready to just even a new normal, I think, is what I'm looking forward to. You know, we always call it the current normal, not the new normal or whatever, but just a different one than the one we've got. Doesn't have to be the old one. I don't think it'll ever be the old one, but yeah, I think we're all ready for that. So have a good weekend. If you are not doing anything this weekend, tune in to Pissed On Podcast. I try to get that up as soon as I can after the conversation. And yeah, have a drink. Join the conversation there. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.